I want my creativity to be so enmeshed with my life that it's a non-thought.
This is Heart of the Story, and I'm Nadine Kenny Johnstone. I'm an author and a holistic writing coach who talks with today's top women writers about how to navigate life when things don't go according to plan. These impactful conversations and personal reflections invite you to be seen, feel supported, and ultimately fall back in love with yourself. So let's go together to that honest, powerful place, the heart of the story.
Hello, my friends. I am absolutely thrilled because before we dive into today's episode, I get to share a huge announcement with you, like the biggest announcement I've ever shared. And that is one that I've been keeping secret for several months, and I finally get to tell you today. I am leading a writing retreat in Spain. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. October 26th through November 2nd, I am leading a writing retreat alongside best-selling memoirist Molly Weisenberg and best-selling writer and illustrator Hallie Bateman. Oh my God, what a dream lineup. I can't even believe it. I'm pinching myself. And the retreat is called Tiny True Stories and Sketches. It's a micro memoir retreat, which means that we're going to be writing and sketching the teeny tiniest moments that have huge impact. And you're going to leave with a portfolio of a bunch of different micro memoirs that you've written, essentially a bunch of tiny true stories. And you're going to leave with a sketchbook journal of all these moments that you've captured throughout your time in Spain, like a true souvenir to take home with you. I am so darn excited about this retreat because the setting alone is just jaw-dropping. I went to Spain for the first time 2 years ago and absolutely fell in love with the landscape, the sun, the stones, the cliffs, the water. And this particular retreat is at a stunning venue in Cabo de Gata, Spain. It's in the southeasternmost tip of Spain, and it's along the coastline. And not only do we get to just have a blast writing and sketching together, but then we get to have multiple field trips. So you get to go to a natural reserve, you get to go into the historic town of Almeria. I mean, this retreat, woo, it's so exciting. If you want to learn more about it, you can check out the link in the show notes. But also in a future episode of Heart of the Story, I am going to be chatting with Hallie and Molly. So you'll get to hear why we wanted to teach together. You'll get to learn more about what it's going to be like with the three of us in retreat and all the skills and memories you're going to come away with. So you'll want to stay tuned for that. But I just have to say, on a personal level, I'm so thrilled for this because for years I've had on my dream list that I wanted to lead a retreat abroad. And for years, I've been writing in my journal that I wanted to collaborate with other incredible female creatives to have a multi-teacher retreat. And all of those things are coming together. So it's a true dream come true. And to think about spending a week with an intimate cohort of people like you, creatives from all over the world, sketching and writing together and having a beautiful time. I mean, I can't think of anything more wonderful. And if you might be thinking, well, I don't consider myself a writer or an artist, guess what? You don't need to be. It is for all levels. I myself am super, super excited about the sessions that Molly and Hallie will be leading. And I'm not even a drawer of any sort. I now have a new practice that I've been doing, which you'll hear about later, but I don't consider myself a sketcher at all. And yet Hallie's sessions are going to appeal to all of those people who have ever wanted to just doodle on the page in order to capture a moment or a memory, no prior skills needed. And Molly is incredible at teaching you how to turn memory into really powerful story and how to use experimental forms like letters and lists. And she has the greatest readings that she always pulls from to have as examples. And so you're going to be in incredible hands. So check out everything in the link in the show notes and stay tuned for that episode with Hallie and Molly. But without further ado, let's dive into today's episode. So I was thinking about this idea of practice, of cultivating a creative practice, because when I was chatting with Hallie and Molly on one of our Zoom calls, when we were preparing all of the beautiful lessons that we're going to be teaching on this retreat, we were talking about practice and how a true sustainable practice is one that not only you can sustain, but one that sustains you. It's one that will be with you no matter what is going on in the world or in your life. A creative practice that's sustainable is with you, whether you are employed or unemployed, whether you are in conflict with a loved one or not, whether you are totally exhausted or have a ton of energy, it's there. It is there for you. And it's really interesting because building a sustainable practice can feel really, really intimidating. I know that most of the women that I teach in my Write Well women's writing community first come to me with the same sorts of conflict and complaints about their creative habits and practices. And you can probably relate, see if any of this sounds familiar to you, but they and you might be feeling like, well, if I want to prioritize my creativity, I need big swaths of time. I need to be able to reach a long word count goal every day. I need color-coded post-its, and I need to have the perfect form or structure in order to write. I need to have the best writing desk set up. But mostly, it's time. You know this. You might say like, oh, if I just had more time. Eventually, what happens is that you begin to feel like, well, there must be something wrong with me because my calendar keeps filling up and I haven't set aside enough time, or I've begun writing, but I didn't finish it. And my laptop is full of these little starts, and the notes app on my phone is full of ideas. And I have so many ideas, but I'm not getting anything on the page or not anything of substance. Or maybe I'm getting some things on the page, but they're not turning into anything. And like, what is this? And who am I to even write this? And would anybody even care? And oh my God, this is the worst. And why would anyone read this? And so-and-so wrote this beautiful thing. And how do I compare? And on it goes. And suddenly you're paralyzed. And you're not doing the very thing that you so desire to do, which is to write and sketch and be creative. And you're having these moments of stories whisper at you that want to be captured. It's like they keep nagging at you, but you find it difficult to regularly get to the page. I promise you that the problem is not you. So if you are stuck or paralyzed, or you have a lot of drafts languishing on your laptop, there is nothing wrong with you. And we're not going to develop a sustainable practice by force. The goal really is accessibility. Accessibility. How can we make it realistic and accessible and approachable? So we're talking about a creative practice that works with the life that you actually live, that is very full. You live a very full life, and there are many things biting for your attention, calling for your attention, And you don't have to become an entirely different person in order to have a sustainable practice. I promise you. I truly believe in the small chunk of time, the small form, a micro memoir, a flash essay, a list, a letter, a sketch, a tiny story. And with these forms, you're just capturing an image or a feeling or a moment or a memory on the page. And that tiny little thing, while it may seem so small or so subtle, really encapsulates so much depth. And when we develop a practice where we're capturing those kind of moments, we're really shining our attention onto what matters most. So really, it's like a practice of attention that we're cultivating. Like you're training your brain to notice what lingers and what repeats and what actually wants to be remembered. And when you're writing in this really small, accessible way, you're not waiting for some big moments to happen. You are noticing the ordinary ones that have depth. And when you're capturing these, you're not just learning a new way to write, but really how to live with full presence and attention. And so what do I mean? What does this actually look like? Well, when I was in graduate school, story was my whole life. I got to spend my entire days in story. So I was working at Chicago Magazine, story all day long, would walk down the Mag Mile in Chicago to the South Loop and go to Columbia College at night for grad school, hours of class, all dedicated to story. I would read and I would write on the bus and the train. And then on the weekends, I would spend Saturdays and Sundays at a coffee shop writing. I mean, this is dreamy. This is ideal. And while it's really wonderful every now and again that I get to have a longer chunk of time, it's very rare. And so I have really tried to figure out how to have a regular practice that I can sustain so that days feel weird when I don't write and when I'm not creative. I want my creativity to be so enmeshed with my life that it's a non-thought. And while there are seasons of my life when I really do amp up how much time I'm dedicating, say I'm working on a book project or I'm in book revisions, those are chunks and seasons of time. And I want something that is a regular part of my life. What this looks like for me is 15 minutes on weekday mornings. That's the goal that I set. When I wake up, I come to my desk, my standing desk. I'm in my PJs, no bra, no contacts. I can barely see. Sometimes I have my glasses on, sometimes not. And I write for 15 minutes. And sometimes, because by then I've warmed up, I'll just keep going, even when the timer goes off. And everyone's asleep, and I just keep flowing until I need to stop. Maybe it's 15 extra minutes for a total of 30. Maybe it's longer. But the 15 minutes is everything. And what I'm capturing typically in that time is just a small, ordinary moment that might eventually be a standalone piece I submit for publication, a scene that ends up working its way into my next book project, or simply a moment that I want to capture for myself, for my own personal journal. But it is an integral part of my day because on the days when I do that in the morning, first thing, it's like I've already prioritized myself and my creativity. I use these 15-minute chunks for just about everything. Later on in the day, I turn on our little red light panel. It's supposed to do something really good for your skin and your cells. I have no idea. I have no proof of this yet, but I continue to sit under it. I turn on the red light panel for 15 minutes and I meditate. And then before bed, I grab a sketchbook because I've developed one new creative practice inspired by Halle Bateman, who will be teaching in Spain because she does a daily journal comic. And I do one sketch of something that was really meaningful to me from that day. One sketch. And then I write a little bit about it. And so you see some of the most important things that I do on a daily basis happen in these 15-minute increments. And the most powerful classes that I teach are based on flash, micro, stories under 1,000 words or 500 words or 250 or even 100, even 6. Because what we want is completion, a beginning, a middle, and an end. What I find is that some of us might be really good at starting something, but we want to be able to finish it as well. And my whole practice of teaching is based on getting women to not only start, but to complete a piece and to share it with the world. And that is why a short form is so much more accessible. That's why we're teaching micro memoir in the retreat, because it's so satisfying to have a beginning, middle, and end, something that you can share fully. And the thing is, small practices are the most sustainable, but they're often the hardest to start. Because oftentimes when you're overwhelmed or you're stuck and you're disconnected from your creativity, even something really small can feel unreachable, or you need this sort of structure. What do I even do when I sit down for 15 minutes? And that's where immersion comes in, an immersive experience like a retreat. Because a retreat is a reset. It's a pattern interrupter. You know, I've talked on the show so many times about why I not only lead retreats, but attend them myself. That is because they are a pattern interrupter. You're going about your daily life and kind of stuck in your typical habits, and it teaches you how to try new things, new habits, that then you can practice enough that they become normal and natural, and then you continue them when you go home. This is a way of remembering what it feels like to be in relationship with your creativity again. So the retreat in Spain is designed to do that, to cultivate your creative practice. Or if you have one, to give it new life, to revive it. It's a way to reconnect you to a practice that can come home with you. So what we want for this retreat is the gift that keeps on giving. Building practices that can continue even in your daily life. So for a week in Spain, you're going to step into a container that is built around the rhythms of creativity. Writing will be a daily rhythm. Short forms are going to be honored as a complete and powerful form. And your attention is going to be focused on noticing. Noticing moments that you want to capture. So really what we're teaching is an attention practice. We're teaching you how to pay attention and how to notice little things that have energy behind them that want to be a story or a sketch. And so throughout the week, we're going to be working with micro memoir and flash form, these very, very short forms. You'll get to play around with writing tiny love stories, 100-word stories about love. You'll get to play around with hermit crab pieces. Hermit crab pieces are ones that take the shape of the form they're borrowing. Think of a crab who fills into the home of his new shell. You're telling story through a pre-existing form, say like a recipe or a list. So you're going to be having fun and experimenting. You're going to be working with the sketchbook to have daily autobiographical comics. And you're going to be doing memory-based writing. This doesn't rely on forcing or perfectionism. So essentially, you have everything you need to pull from your very own life. We're going to gather material by walking and noticing and sketching and listening. And it definitely does not hurt that we're going to be surrounded by jaw-dropping beauty. And it doesn't hurt that we're going to go on a field trip to a natural reserve and another field trip to the historic town of Almeria. Like, these things won't hurt at all. But really, it's about beginning or restarting gently, gently, small, accessible practice. And that key that I talked about earlier, finishing these small pieces. Because really what you're going to have at the end is a portfolio of all of these finished pieces that you will have written throughout the week. And one in particular, you'll even polish because you'll be sharing it with the group at our closing ceremony. But really what you're going to learn again and again is that small does not mean shallow. Small can have such depth. And if you're feeling like, well, oh my goodness, I'm not a writer, I'm not a sketcher, I'm not an illustrator, guess what? You don't need to be. This retreat is for all levels. I'm super excited about Hallie's sessions because I've been doing that daily sketch practice that I told you about. My goodness, I mean, stick figures we're talking here. Does it matter? No, because Hallie will teach you how to capture these powerful moments on the page of the sketchbook. And Molly, she is a master at having you access memory and turn it into powerful story. So you don't need any experience whatsoever. The three of us will be guiding you in how to have different access points to story. This is what I talk about all the time in my Writer Workout membership group, where we meet every Monday on Zoom, is what are the access points? What is the side door you can go through to get into your story if you don't know how to face it head on? What is the object or the bit of scenery that you could write about to really sneak into your story to tell a powerful tale? You don't need to reinvent the wheel. There's so many ways to get into story that will allow the writing to flow. We're going to be looking at words and images and memory and play, experimental forms, in order to let story pour out of you. And what I'm really excited about is that it's an intimate group. And because there are three of us as guides, you're going to get a lot of attention. It's going to feel really connected. And so with this guidance and with the support of these incredible creatives who will also be participating in the retreat with you, you're going to have a lot of frickin' fun. So with this guidance and with the community of other creatives that who are going to be participating in the retreat, you won't just be supported and held, but I promise you, my friends, you're going to have a lot of fun. You're going to remember that creativity is fun, and that's why you want to do it. That's why a sustainable practice doesn't feel like a chore. It feels like a treat that you get to do day in and day out. This retreat will remind you of that. And just with these planning sessions that Hallie and Molly and I have been on together, like, we laugh hard. And I just can't wait for all of us to be together in person so we can all experience the beauty and gifts of each other. It's going to be a really, really fun time. So the goal is to teach you this sustainable practice that you can return to again and again, even when life gets hard, even when something feels really tender, even when you feel like you might not have a thing to say or to capture. We're going to teach you the practice. So not only will you have this portfolio of micro memoirs to take home and this sketchbook journal of your time in Spain, but you're really coming away with a sense of, oh, this is my practice. This is my priority. This is important. I know how to make a small amount of time in my day for this. I know how to do this even when life gets really, really busy. And actually, it might be the very thing I need when life gets really, really busy. Because the practice is there for you. Whether work is hard or life is hard or family is hard, it is there for you. If you're thinking, oh my gosh, I don't know if I have time for a practice and I have no idea what I'm doing. 10 minutes. One paragraph, one drawing, one memory captured. These all count. And on the retreat, we're going to teach you in particular how to capture those moments so that when you get to the page, it doesn't just stare back at you blankly. Like something that I do a lot in my writer workout community is I lead people through 10, 12, or 14 sentence stories. And that's yet another thing that we'll be doing at the retreat. Accessible, small. So it's not always about writing more, thousands of words, right? It's about writing, period, showing up to write. But it's about writing truer, too. You don't need swaths of time or long word count to capture a really true, powerful moment in a story or a sketch. If you are craving a reset and building a practice that lasts for a lifetime, really, that's what this retreat in Spain is all about. Teaching you a life-giving creative practice in a gorgeous landscape. So remember, my friends, creativity doesn't need grand gestures. It doesn't even need big swaths of time. It just needs your attention. Small practices endure over an entire lifetime. And that's what we're cultivating in this retreat. So, my friends, I hope that this inspires you to take one small action that can be sustainable over time. One small action. And if you want even more inspiration, definitely tune in to that episode with Hallie and Molly that's coming up. It'll be so, so inspiring. If you want to join us in Spain, as I said, the link is in the show notes. And if you know of a friend who needs to cultivate a creative practice or would love to join us in Spain, feel free to forward this podcast episode over to them. As always, when you like, follow, or subscribe to this podcast, it makes it appear right there in your podcast app, and it does so much to make the show findable to other people. If you love it, share it, and if you love it, you can write a review. That helps too. Someone who's super helpful to the show is my dear producer, Michelle Rado, who has a show of her own. Did you know that? It's called Daring to Tell. Oh, she's had so many incredible episodes. You should definitely check it out. And remember, everyone, every heart has a story, and every story has a heart. See you next time.